I'm Diana Daniels, and I went to the College of Arts and Sciences and graduated in 1971, and I was among the first college scholars at the university.
What is a college scholar?
College Scholar was a program designed in the early 70s, late 60s, to allow students who ordinarily would have been pigeonholed into a particular major or college, and gave us the opportunity to take courses in a lot of different colleges and in a lot of different subjects, as long as you could justify the courses chosen and that they had some sort of a theme to them and that there was a coherence to what you were studying. So I took classes in arts and sciences, I took classes in architecture, engineering, ILR, so it really was a very broad course offering that I was able to take.
That's wonderful. And then you went on to graduate study someplace else, I think?
Yes, I went to Harvard Law School after completing my undergraduate at Cornell.
How did you happen to choose Cornell for your undergraduate work?
Somewhat serendipitously. It turns out that when I was growing up, my babysitter was ended up marrying a professor at Cornell. And when I started looking at universities, my parents said, well, why don't you look at Cornell, because Carolyn and Jeffrey were at Cornell. And so we went up and took a look around, and that's my first introduction to Cornell.
Did it turn out to be a happy choice?
I think it was a great choice, and it really worked out very well for me. And, you know, sometimes you never know what it would have been like if it had gone to some other school, but as it turned out, I found Cornell to be exactly what I needed.
Do you have any, looking back on your undergraduate years, do you have any memories that stand out of either something fun or intellectual? Does anything stand out in your memory when you think back on Cornell? Maybe taking the trays and sliding down the hill in the back of the straight when it was snowing or something, anything?
Well, I remember a number of different things which are very unrelated to each other but are interesting. When I went to Cornell, which was in the late 60s, early 70s, we still had parietals. And so the girls all lived in the North Campus and had to be in, the undergraduate women, freshmen and sophomores had to be in by a certain hour. And it was a mad scramble always at 10, 30, 11, whatever the hour was, to get the guys out of the dorm. And I remember that very vividly, and I remember taking modern dance, something that I'm not particularly coordinated in, and it was a required course, and I remember that very much. And then I remember the fact that Cornell was in turmoil much of the time that I was at the university, and so there were many opportunities to not be in school and in fact be sitting listening to lectures or being out on the street doing something, whether protesting or sitting in. They're very different kinds of memories. I was a RA in Dixon and had interesting times dealing with the freshman girls, many of whom unfortunately did things like get drunk, and then you have to deal with those. So those are some of the memories I have of Cornell at that time.
Have you always have you been consistently involved in alumni activities, or did you sort of drift away, start a career, and maybe then come back and get involved?
I made contributions to the annual fund ever since I graduated, and it was primarily because I had received scholarships the entire time that I was at Cornell. But I really wasn't very actively involved in the university until much later in my career, after I'd pretty much developed a career, and then I came back to it through the council and through PCCW.
So tell me a little bit about your involvement with PCCW. You've been involved almost from the very beginning. What attracted you to the organization?
Well, I liked the idea of encouraging women to do two things. One is to get engaged in philanthropy, which is something that I think women traditionally have not been as actively engaged in. And certainly now it's more prevalent, but back 25 years ago, 20 years ago, women were not as much involved in philanthropy. And I like the idea of developing women leaders for Cornell, and Cornell having been from the very beginning a coeducational institution, it just seemed to me important that women play a larger role in the governance and in the leadership structure within the university.
You mentioned something about Cornell that I believe is unique among the Ivy League schools, and that is the fact that it had women from the very beginning. Does Cornell strike you in any way as a rather special university compared to others? I don't know if you can compare, but what are your thoughts about the university and its role that it plays vis-a-vis women?
Well, I mean, Cornell's special in so many different ways. I mean, it was a land-grant university, non-sectarian, admitting women from the beginning. And so Cornell, to me, is the essence of a modern university, and I'm very proud to have been part of that institution because of the role it plays in this country and throughout the world.
Well, let me see if there's anything else. I think that's about it, unless you've got anything you'd like to add.
Well, I think, you know, PCCW has now been around for 20 years, and I think that it has accomplished a lot of what Pat and Lillian were hoping it would accomplish. You have only to look at the board of trustees right now and a lot of the advisory councils to see that there are women now playing a major role in so many aspects of life at Cornell. And I think that PCCW should feel very good about the role it's played in helping bring that about.
So would you say, is it mission accomplished, or is there still a continuing need for an organization such as PCCW?
I think it's hard to say right now. I think that clearly at 20 years, sometimes you have to sort of sit back and look at what's been accomplished and at the same time say, you know, should we be sunsetting ourselves? Or have we in fact done all that we can? And is this now something where women are considered as we look at leadership positions without needing a special organization? And I know that for many, the connection with Cornell comes through PCCW, and so I'm not sure that it necessarily should go away. I think there are things that PCCW can continue to do, but I think that probably the one aspect that Lillian and Pat were concerned about, which was to provide leadership, probably has been accomplished.
Okay. Thank you very much.